So the Chacham and the Chum say, yeah, the Chum Mois and the Chum say, no, it's no good. Chum say, you can't put this piece of dog in between. The Tanya, we learned like this. Kebeitzo, when you have a beitzo over there, Chum Moiswim, yeah, the Tanya Kebeitzo. It was learned when the Chum Asa, Rashi, the Tanya, the Bryce, the Libra, the Blaz, the Nurse, the Beitzo. This is Nuzach, the Tanya Kebeitzo. It is a kasha now. In a braisi, we learned, even according to the blessing, not only can you put a chatzi beitza, less than a beitza, but no, even a beitza shleim you could put in between. So what's the hezbollah? Why? The chura, when this beitza, when this piece of dough, the size of a beitza, if it touches the tamadik of dough, it becomes tamay. So then it'll be metama the other one. So savru, the Gemara, the Rabbanon thought to say, idib yidib yisra shayna. Both are talking about now this first dough that's tummy is a rishon l'tumah. So now the question is, a rishon makes a sheni, and for truma or chala, a sheni makes a shlishi. So how could you put a piece of dough the size of a beitz in between? When that piece of dough touches the tummy, it becomes a sheni, and the sheni makes a shlishi by chulin, but for chala, it's like truma. So how do you do it here? So Mar says like this, v'tani k'kabe, savrua idividi k'be yitzah rishona. You didn't take off chala yet. It's just, Oymed, you're about to take it off. So we're saying now, before you took off the chala, it's only called like chulin. So that's why you could do it. It's not metame, the chulin. So my love, isn't it? It is the machlokes. The ma'asavar ain't sheni yose shlishi bachulin. That's why the second writer says you could even use a kebetza. You could even put a kebetza, the size of a betza, of a dough in between. Because then that dough true becomes a sheni l'tumah, so what? But a sheni does not make a shlishi. Umasav, the first braisa, and Rabbi Lezer holds you only have to put a chatzi beitza, he holds maybe sheni yoyse shlishi bachulin. Because he holds you can't put the size of a beitza. Because if you put the size of a beitza, they'll make a tumah. A beitza becomes a sheni l'tumah, and that would make a shlishi. So who would see it's a machloikis of a sheni can make a shlishi or not? So Mara says no. Omarav Mori Breda Rav Kana. I'll tell you really the kuliyam everybody holds ain sheni oise shlishi bachulin. Could be everybody holds a sheni does not make a shlishi bachulin. And vahoch over here I'll tell you bachulin hat fulin lachala kemiflegi. Here it's a machlekes by chulin that's tfulin lachala. It's chulin that's tfulin lachala. That means what? You only soon to take off chala from this dough. That's the machlekes. Even though you didn't take off chala yet, but since you're about to take off chala, right now this dough has a din chala on it like. So if it has a din chala on it, so that's why a sheni makes a shlishi over here. No, that this dough right now before you took off the chala does not have a locha like chala. Therefore it's only like chulin. And by chulin, everybody holds, the sheni does not make a shlishi. Therefore, I don't care, even though this dough is the size of a kebetza, it doesn't bother me. Still, it's good. For you boys, same no terrors is like this. I tell you the kula yam, everybody holds chulin, that's chulin. Lechala, loike chaladomi. Everybody holds chulin, that's chulin. Lechala, stakanatke chaladomi. And I tell you, v'yain sheni, yoyse shlishi bachulin. And everybody holds this sheni does not make a shlishi bachulin. For us, what's the machlokes over here? For ocho b'muta ligroim tuma lachulin sheberetz Yisrael kemiflegi. Here the machlokes is a muta to be gorim tuma in chulin in Eretz Yisrael. Like really, everybody holds it's only chulin over here. Now the question is, this kebetza that you're putting in between now of dough, it itself is becoming tummy. Is there anything wrong with making chulin tummy in Eretz Yisrael? That's the machlokes. Ma'asava one holds muta ligroim tuma lachulin sheberetz Yisrael. Yes, you're allowed to. Like, it's not truma. There's no issa to make chulin tamei. See, holds therefore you're allowed to put this dough in between, even though this dough, the size of the beitz is makabel tuma, it becomes a sheni. So what? There's nothing wrong with letting chulin become tamei. Umasava, the first time, holds no. Also, ligram tuma lechulin sheberet Yisrael. You're not allowed to be gurin tuma for chulin in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he's machm. Therefore, it's possible not to put a kebetza there. Don't put the size of a kebetza there. As much as you can take away from the mayit in the tumah, that's odd. And the Mara says, "Boy, by yom dorash Rabbi Akiva." that what the shaila was about the Or Levim was a steer in the Psukim. That one Pasuk says it's 2,000 Amos outside the city. And one Pasuk says only 1,000. So there are two Terutzim. Either one Terutz was that Kiva holds that the 2,000 Amos just means the Tchum Shabbos. And the other man, the other was, no, there's 2,000 Amos outside the city. 1,000 is a Migrash and 1,000 is for themselves. So Moshe says, what's the Machloikis? For my kamiflagi, masav atchumim diraisa. Rabbi Kiva holds that Issa to walk out of a tchum on Shabbos is midiraisa. Therefore, that's beyond this posse. The posse is saying 2,000 namis, that's the tchum, to teach us that's also on Shabbos to walk more than 2,000 namis outside the city. Well, masav at rabbonin, no, midiraisa is no Issa to walk outside the tchum on Shabbos. So therefore, the posse is not talking about the tchum. Therefore, what is the posse talking about? That there's two halachas outside the Ar-Levium. There's a migrash that they can't plant on, and there's 1,000 that they could plant on. Tana Rabban, then we write it. Says, Boy Bayem Dorash Rebekiva, that Vishor Sholu Yisrael Minayom Vishas Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Eden came outside over the Yam, they went out on the other side, Nosnu Enayim Lay Meshira, they put up their eyes light, they decided to sing to Hashem. The Ketzad Amu Shira, how do they say the Shiros Yashir? Kegodol HaMekares Hallel. Like a Godol that says Hallel. What does that mean? Vehein Einem Achra of Rosh Prokim. The only answer back, the beginning of the Perek. So what does that mean? Moshe Omar Ashir Al Hashem. And Vehein Einrim Ashir Al Hashem, they answered back also Kleis Ashir Al Hashem. Then Moshe Omar Kigogo, Vehein Einrim Ashir Al Hashem. Whatever Moshe said, they only answered back Ashir Al Hashem. Like when a Godel says Hallel, he's Moitzi the Rabbim, and they only answer back Hallelujah. Hallelujah, they only answer back. See, also Kleisel kept on answering back Ashir Al Hashem. This is Hussanakam. This is Rabbi Kibis. This is Rabbi Kibis Rosha. Rabbi Eliezer ben Eish, Rabbi Yosef Lili Yomer, Kekoten Amakaras Hallel. No, like you're reading Hallel for Koten. Or a cotton's laying the hallow. Then we have to say posik for posik. We have to say every word after him. Whatever he says, we have to say over again. A cotton can't be mighty us. So whatever a cotton says, we have to say over again. See here also. They said it back. Whatever Moshe said, they said after Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the way Klai Yisrael said the Kriyas Yams, the Oz Yashir. Rabbi Nechemya Weimer, Kisoifer HaPuris Al Shema. Kisoifer means like a Rebbe that teaches the kids how to say Shema. Tadeisa Knesses. What does that mean? Shu Poisayach Tchilo Veinoim Amachrov. He starts off the beginning and they say after him. Whereas we come out there, he just starts off and then everybody says it together. Rashi Vechain Shos Ruach HaKodesh Al Kulonu Vechivnu Yachin Es Hashir B'Kichtavo. Like maybe Moshe just started off saying Oz Yashir Moshe, Ashir Al Hashem. But then from then on they all said it together. He holds the third way, that Klai Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu all said the Shira Mamish together. So Mara says, now, but my commitment, what's the Machlekes over here? Rabbi Akiva, Sub Rabbi Akiva holds. Akiva Sub Alaymer. When the Pasuk says Ashir Al Hashem Alaymer, Anulsa Kamaisa. They only said over the first words, like the Ashir Al Hashem, they kept on repeating over and over again. Rabbi Eliezer ben Eish Rabbi Yosef Lili Sovar, Leima means Akol Milsa Milsa. No, everything. Moshe said it first and then they said it over. But everything that Moshe said over after him. Rabbi Nechemya Sovar Vayoimru. It sounds like they said together. It means the Omar Kulu Behad Yadodi. They all said together. And what does Leima mean? The Posach Moshe Bereisha. And Moshe Rabbeinu started off saying the Oz Yashir first. But after he started it off, the whole Klai Yisrael sat together with Moshe Rabbeinu. Tana Rabban, look at the price like this. Dor Hashem Rabbi Yisrael Glili. That Bishor Sholu Yisrael Min Ayom Nos Nuei Neyim Loi Meshira. When Klai Yisrael came out of the Yamsuf, they wanted to say Shira Hashem. The Ketzad Amu Shira, how do they say the Shira? Oilel mutal aberkayimah. A young kid was on his mother's lap. Ve'tinuk yonik mishtayimah. And the babies were nursing from the mothers. Kivin shiroas hashchina. When they saw the shchina by the Kriyas Yamsuf, by Yamsuf is oilel hagviya tzabaroi. There's kids on his mother's lap, picked up his neck. Ve'tinuk shomat dad mipiv. And the baby dropped the mother's nipples. Ve'omru, and they all sat together, zekei livyan veyu. Shenemar mitpiyolim v'yontim yisaratoz. The mashma pi erle from the young kids and yankim, the kids that are nursing, they all sang to Hashem. Hoy Ramey used to say, Minayin, how do we know Shafilu Ubrim Shabimeya Imon Omru Shira? How do we know even the babies in the mother's stomach before the Uber, before they were born? They also said Shira. Any pregnant lady, the baby inside said Shira. Shinam the Pasuk says, the Makhalois Bochalakim Hashem.